out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Seems like a dream to me now.
We check in on the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline with Nick Nurbon from Pure Michigan. How you doing, my friend?
Doing fantastic. I love hearing those highlights of our boys in Detroit playing so well. You know, it's just such a fun time. October baseball can't be beat.
That's a fact. I heard that it was so loud in Detroit that
windows
were rattling in people's office buildings. I love that.
Yeah, that Major League Baseball on their official social media accounts posted a thing that said, "Listen to Detroit roar." I love that.
I love it. Yeah, I'm really, really excited with Skubic on the mound Friday. We'll see how that all pans out. But yeah, I you know, I used to live in Seattle, so I used to follow the Mariners. Been to a couple of games. Yeah, I went to a couple of games when they were actually playing Detroit because that just seemed like the right thing to do. It's a beautiful stadium, but we'll see what pans out on Friday. So there you go. It is cold. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a little brisk. I actually had a little bit of frost on my windshield this morning. That kind of caught me off guard. But yeah, it's, you know, it officially feels like fall out there. So many fun things to do. Like, you know, still go to the pumpkin patch, go to the corn maze, get out and do some of those fall things. And do you carve pumpkins? Do you have a jack-o'-lantern out on your porch?
Not yet. Last time I put one out, somebody smashed it.
I don't know why they did.
I was like, come on, man. But I do have, for breast cancer awareness, I do have pink pumpkins. So I do that, yes.
Oh, that's correct.
There you
that's
go. Great. Yeah. No, I don't have a jack-o'-lantern, but I do need to do a little decorating. But I do love this time of year. I just love everything. The food and, you know, the travel and the colors look like you just opened up a box of Crayola crayons. I mean, the colors are just spectacular. What else is there to do this time of year?
Well, I think for me, the agritourism. It's October is Michigan Agritourism Month, and it might be going to a cider mill and getting some fresh cider and donuts or, you know, taking some apples home with you. There's so many wonderful orchards throughout West Michigan and really all the way up north. If you're talking about along the lakeshore, there's such a wonderful growing season and opportunity. There's all kinds of agricultural destination. Plus, our local chefs and restaurants, they do a lot of harvest-themed menus. Mm. So as you're traveling and exploring, really check out those local independent restaurants where they're really embracing the harvest season.
Yeah, that sounds so good right now. You sent me a news release. Today is Michigan Auto Heritage Day. Who knew?
Well, so Michigan Auto Heritage Day, obviously, when we talk about the state of Michigan, automotive heritage is one of our key components of our history. We put the world on wheels and did so much here to make transportation not just accessible, but also affordable around the world. And so Michigan played a key role in all of that development going back more than 100 years. And today we're celebrating that across the state. And the Motor City is National Heritage Area. It's a part of the National Park Service. There are national heritage areas around the country.
Hmm.
But here in Michigan, the Motor City's National Heritage Area. And notice it's plural, Motor Cities, because that includes Kalamazoo, Lansing, Flint. You know, Ann Arbor, there's, you know, all kinds of different communities that are part of Motor City's National Heritage Area. And the wonderful attractions we have here, like the Gilmore Car Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Ransom E. Olds Museum in Lansing.
Yep.
And the Henry Ford. A lot of folks are very familiar with those. Today, the press conference is going to be at the Pontiac Transportation Museum. I'm actually on my way there now.
Oh, cool.
Can't wait for this event. But it's really a great way to recognize not only that heritage there, but discover the history of the automobile, learn about how labor and all of those aspects of the industry have changed the way we have our, like, for example, the 8-to-5, 9-to-5 work week, the work day and work week, 40-hour work week. That was all innovated here in Michigan because of the automotive industry.
Isn't that a fact? Do you have, like, a favorite retro car?
I mean, my parents had a 64-and-a-half Mustang they got for a wedding gift.
Stop.
You know, and so when I was a kid, my dad would have photos of those, like in our photo album.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my first exposure to like a classic car, you know.
Mm.
So that's kind of always been my favorite, has been those classic Mustangs.
I like the 1968 cherry red Ford Mustang. That's my car.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, that's a tough one to beat.
I know. I love it. You have a great day, all right?
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. Have a great weekend.
And happy travels as well. Another great segment from Pure Michigan. Who knew? I didn't know that